Well, we are on to the second episode of freaking crazy, awesome greatness.
Yeah, we're just one episode deep, and we're already kind of confused at what happened last week.
Like, dude, how great is this, man? A barrel-aged stout freaking tournament, dude. Like, eight world-class barrel-aged stouts. Well, this is Beer Geek Radio, and I'm your host. My name is Brad.
And this is Steven Isaac.
And this is Coldplay.
Chris Martin.
You know who I am.
Yeah.
By now.
He sings that one song that's always on the radio.
Yeah. Well, after the surprise that we had on Monday with the Bell's Black Note eliminating the Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth from Dark Horse, I am sitting here in my chair in front of my microphone with my war paint on and my game face just ready to go for two more. Yeah. For those of you who didn't listen on Monday, the way this works is we have eight barrel-aged stouts that are all world-class from all over the country. It is a single elimination, blind taste test, bracket-style tournament, and we are just seeking to crown the best barrel-aged stout. Obviously, we've got Black Note, Parabola, Older Viscosity, Bourbon County, Black Tuesday, Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth, Pugachev's Cobra, and 50-50 Eclipse, Elijah Craig 12. To give you guys just a kind of a rundown. Obviously, the Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth has been eliminated, and the Black Note moved on to the
Dark Horse is out.
The Dark Horse, yeah.
There are no upsets in this tournament.
So anyway, we're going to go ahead and leave the room just shortly, and we'll be back with you guys in just a second with world-class stout in our glass. Producer Miss Stephanie is going to take care of that for us, and we'll be back at you guys in just a second. Cheers! Once again, this room smells lovely.
And it smells like beer.
It smells like bourbon.
Bourbon beer.
It smells like bourbon and beer.
It smells amazing. So, well, without further ado, gentlemen, the aroma on beer A, because I know we're just dying for it.
Bourbon.
I'm getting the coconut, the toasted coconut that Brad pointed out on the first one.
There's an overpowering smell for me on beer A. And
it is.
When I say it, you guys will smell it.
Yeah.
Brown sugar.
You know what? To me, it's not overpowering, but I do get it.
I get big brown sugar aroma. It's hard to be overpowering when you're brown sugar because brown sugar is so excellent.
Yeah.
Right.
But especially in a beer. But yeah, I get what you mean. Definitely. This is not very subtle at all.
No.
No, it's definitely a brown sugar. This beer is an aroma bomb.
Definitely.
This is, I think, what's lighting the room up. It's brown sugar, some coconut, and booze. You can almost, if such thing is possible, you can almost smell heat.
Yeah, I can kind of smell a little bit of heat on there.
Well,
I think I'm done smelling this damn thing. I want to drink it.
I do too. Cheers again.
All right, cheers.
Sláinte.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not what I expected.
Taste is a little more subdued than the smell.
Right.
I'm getting some like bittersweet, kind of like dark chocolate.
I'm getting a lot of chocolate and brown sugar mix.
Yeah.
And this actually has a pretty heavy burn to it.
Yeah,
it does.
I'm getting a big mix of brown sugar.
I already have a guess as to what this beer is.
I think I do too, but I'm not 100% sure. But there's a very big burn on it, which leads me to believe it could be one of two beers in this tournament. But yeah, it's the taste is matching the aroma.
Big
brown sugar.
Yeah.
Big booziness. A lot of just it's really in your face.
Yeah.
This beer is as in your face as a beer could be.
It's really hot in the mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah. And you get it once you swallow it and you let it go down and let it sit in your stomach, you still get that burn.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
beer's long gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's warming my stomach up right now.
I drank water right now and it's still hot in the mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am going to have to drink like a gallon of water before I even try B. This beer sticks with you.
And you know what? I'm going to second your statement. The burn, it's kind of leading me to believe this is a beer. I'm not gonna guess just yet, but like you said, it's one of two.
There's a lot of cocoa. There's a lot of brown sugar. There's a little bit of toffee, a tad of vanilla, but it's very big on the cocoa and the brown sugar, just like as it was in the aroma.
It's not getting a lot of vanilla.
I'm getting very little, very little.
Mm-hmm.
But this beer...
Toffee, definitely.
Yeah, toffee for sure. Brown sugar, cocoa, just...
I'm getting a lot of dark, like dark, dark flavors. That's probably two words that don't go very well together, but more like chocolate, like roasted bourbon, very much bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of roasted malts. You get a lot of dark chocolate.
I'm not getting the lighter flavors. And by lighter flavors, I mean like vanillas.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't just taste like bourbon. It feels like bourbon.
It does.
Like a bourbon light, if that makes sense.
This beer has, this beer definitely has a personality, and it lets you know it's there, for sure.
It's a very straightforward bastard, this one is.
Yeah, it pulls no punches.
No.
God. All right, well, before I finish this damn thing, we should probably move on to B.
I'm almost positive I know what beer A is before we continue, but I'm not going to say anything else.
You know what? I'm not too sure. I thought I was at first, but I'm probably just going to hold back on my guessing right now. Okay, so beer B, what do we got?
Is it just me or is it hard to pull a smell out of this beer?
I'm not getting much smell out of this at all.
No smell.
There's very little on the smell, which is incredibly strange considering both the fact that this is a dark beer in terms of a stout and it's barrel aged.
And you know, I don't mean like, oh, there's just, you just smell the bourbon. Like, no, I don't smell anything.
No, I don't either. I don't smell bourbon. I don't smell beer. I don't smell toffee, coconut, chocolate, coffee. I don't smell anything.
Tiny bit of roasted grain and some alcohol. That's it. Oh, I smell.
It's a struggle to get that.
Yeah.
It really is. There's not much aroma on this one. And
I literally have to put my nose almost directly in this damn thing to pull out the littlest of sweetness.
But to me, I guess little aroma, or I guess no aroma is better than bad aroma.
Well, you know what? Remember what we've discovered. I don't know if it's just coincidence, but in our past tournaments, we've discovered that the ones with an overwhelming amount of aroma, they usually didn't impress.
That wasn't true last episode.
That's very true. That's
so
that
we've
is
already
true.
Debunked it in this tournament. Yeah. So, well, with as little as we can possibly say about the aroma before we move on to the taste, I'm not getting much at all.
I hope there's more in the taste than the aroma.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. Cheers again.
Cheers, guys.
I can taste bourbon.
Can too.
Very much. I can't taste much else.
I'm getting vanilla, but
It doesn't have a lot of, there's nearly no complexity in this beer.
Yeah.
It's little to none.
I do want to point out, I'm actually a fan of how simple it is because I get bourbon and vanilla and the sweetness that comes with both, and that's it.
This is a head scratcher for me, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Considering what we've got in this tournament so far, this is kind of a head scratcher because...
It's still really pleasant for me, though.
It's not bad. It's just not. It's like, okay, hey, you know, there's a little bit of flavor, and when you think there's going to be more, it's not.
Each sip, dude, I'm really digging this. Actually, I know it's not a flavor bomb like what we have in this tournament, but there's just something about that sweetness. It's really growing on me.
It's a very minute, kind of a brown sugary, kind of a barrel character that we got out of the first one. Mm-hmm. It's just dialed way down.
You know what it is? It's very silky. This one is silky.
It's super smooth. I'm getting more burn than I'd like on it for the smoothness.
Yeah.
There's not, like you said earlier, Brad, there's not a lot of complexity in this beer.
No. There's a little bit of in the mouth feel, kind of almost like a, not an effervescent, a bubbly feel, but there's almost kind of that crispness to it.
You're right. Yeah. I get bubbly.
It kind of you feel like it bubbles your tongue a little bit, almost like a sting.
I like that.
It's a little bit of a sting. Maybe this beer obviously has more carbonation than I think A does. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's something in this beer that is not allowing it to be very complex. Maybe there's just too much barrel or not enough, but even on the aroma, there was nothing there really. And on the taste... I don't want it to sound like I'm beating it up like it's not a good taste. Mm-hmm. It's just not complex like a bourbon barrel stout should be.
You know what? You're right. There's just something about that that's attractive to me, though. I like the fact that I get barrel-aged vanilla. It's very tasty. It's not overwhelming, but you know what? Another thing is, I've been kind of doting on the fact that it's very silky, is I think mouth feel has a big... influence on me on this beer. I really like the way
this one
it feels.
This one feels medium to me. Not thin or not real thick either. It's medium to me. I'm getting more dark chocolate out of it now. It is warming up. More out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just not. It's just it's very. It's almost like how when we had Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth on Monday. it was really like a you kind of got to look for it.
Yeah.
You know, and that ended up doing Bourbon Barrel Plea the Fifth in ultimately.
I think even going one step further, Bourbon Barrel Plea the Fifth had more complexity than this beer does.
Oh, yeah. That one seemed like there was like six or seven different flavors at work. They just didn't pop.
Right.
This one, it seems like if I'm getting barrel aged and vanilla.
As it's warming, it is giving some more character. Yeah. So I think going back and forth is gonna do me a favor and help.
It
me.
Really is super smooth though.
It is.
I could see drinking a lot more of B in a session than A.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, and that's gonna make this even more tough because to me, A has much better flavor, more flavors, but it's not harsh. But it's a sipper. It's not definitely. Something that you're going to be able to drink a pint of if you had to. Beer B is smoother, and as it's warming, the flavors are coming out more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take
this
a sip of my water and have a palate cleanser and go
be
back
a
to
little
A.
Bit, I'm sorry. This is going to be a little bit of a, well, like you said earlier, it's a head-scratcher. It's actually going to be harder for me this time than it was last time.
This is a definitely a hard judge for me.
Because, you know, I'm on par with what Brad is saying. It is different, and, I mean, for him, he's not sure if it's a good different, but it definitely is different, but I'm digging it.
Yeah.
I really am liking it, and I think it's the simplicity that's really attracting me.
Right. And we talk about complexity in these beers, like you expect a barrel-aged stout to have this huge complexity to it, and... When you're drinking a barrel-aged stout, usually you get a big bomber, and you're going to sip on it, and you're going to drink it over the course of several hours or an hour, if you drink like we do. Mm-hmm. But there is something to be said with a barrel-aged beer that you can sit in session with. I'm almost certain I know what it is now.
God dang. I'm in your boat. The same boat you were in last episode. I thought I had a winner, and I go back to A, and... it's a level playing field right now.
I have a winner. I know. I know. It's to me. My game face or my poker face on this one wasn't good. I have a winner. Yeah. I mean, I'm ready for me. But you. I mean, we could take as much time as we need. That's fine.
What about? Are you any closer? Or are you? I'm still.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, man. I really am.
Seriously struggling
because I'm. You know me. I love extreme beers. I've said it all the time. And A is. It's definitely leaning on the extreme side. But there's just something very attractive and I it might sound a little weird to say, but seductive about B is like, I don't know, it's just really good.
I know what you mean. I just, as much as I like the complexity on A, the burn is killing me. It's killing me. Like, it's not a pleasant burn anymore. The more I drink, the more it builds. It's just like, I want to go back to B, and I just want, like, good flavor.
Yeah.
Like, for me, the burn is really hurting A.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Because, I mean, really, we're three different people with three different palates and three different judging, you know, methods.
Mm-hmm.
And what I look for in a bourbon barrel stout or what I find acceptable might not be what you do. And that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we do this.
I'm starting to get pissed. I keep going back and forth. And they both keep getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what my winner is.
Well, I think that the duel is between me and Chris right now.
Man. And then it goes back to, like, do we grade based on BJCP, or do we grade based on what we'd rather drink more of?
Ultimately, I'm going to drink what I want to drink. I'm gonna pick what I want to drink more.
I think
or what
that's I would the way I'm gonna go. Like,
but I just don't know which one that is yet.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna go with the one that I want to drink more
you
of.
You should. Definitely.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's really ultimately what you should do. So I have my winner. Are you guys closer?
I'm on the doorstep.
Shit. Yeah.
Are you knocking over there?
By the time I can't you hear me knocking? Oh man.
Okay. Yeah. I think both of these are very good, but I just, you know, I know what I it's not going to be to me is just
I already know which one you're picking too because I know your tastes.
Yeah. And that's fine. That's fine.
You know what's real, you know, I'm really torn because I like it's really at the point. I've never had this problem. Like, there's usually something, even if it's the most minuscule detail, that I could pick about one or the other, and that'll sway my decision. But right now, I really feel that if I pick one or the other, I'm going to be doing the other one a disservice or betraying. Like, I don't know. There's just
but
something.
But that's every beer in this tournament.
No, I don't know. Like, I had no problem picking A on the last one.
Okay.
I didn't care about, well, I don't want to say I didn't care about B, but, like, that was a very easy decision.
Well, I mean, the point I was going to get at is these are all world-class. So we're going to be doing a disservice to every beer. And even Plead the Fifth, we knocked it out, but it was a fantastic beer that I drink over most other beers. Right,
exactly. And that's, you know what, it's you can't judge a beer in this tournament based on the fact that you think that if you don't pick it, you're doing a disservice to it.
Right. Yeah.
We did a service to each one of these beers by putting them in this tournament.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
By being in this tournament, it's an acknowledgement that this brewer has done a phenomenal job, and it is a showcase and a highlight of such a polarizing style in bourbon barrel stouts. And if you're in this tournament, it's because you've done a phenomenal job.
I really hope B is a West Coast beer, because I definitely want to drink that more. But then again, I'm actually almost positive that A is a West Coast beer.
Yeah. No, A is a West Coast beer.
I'm 100% positive on that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with my guess that I had on the first episode that we did. I'm almost 100% certain that A is Pugachev's Cobra. And I do want to say...
I will second that.
I do want to say right now, if it isn't, I will forfeit my right to guess ever again on this tournament, because I just... No.
Yeah, no, the very first sip I took, I Hanger 24 Pooja's cover, the very first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah. I will say this. 100% A is either Pugachev's or Black Tuesday.
Right.
100%.
I don't remember Black Tuesday being as hot.
Well, that's the thing. I don't remember Pugachev's being this hot. That's what's kind of like,
really?
That's why I'm at 80%. Well, like, that burn is
And before it's we get intense. To before we get to what we think is the winner, I do want to take a moment to say that every single beer in this tournament is the latest vintage.
Yeah. Okay.
So for anybody asking, I'm sure that's a question that will pop up.
Yeah.
Every beer is either a 2012 or a 2013. The Parabola is obviously the most recent release. The older Viscosity is the most recent release. Everything else is a 2012. Yeah. The Eclipse is a 2012. The Bourbon County is 2012. You know, everything's 2012. We wanted to do it to where it's as fair as possible,
right.
Your most recent release available in this tournament. So that's what we've got.
Dang, dude.
I got my winner.
I'm really
you guys ready?
Do
you know what your winner is, Chris?
By the time it gets to me, yeah, I'll know.
My card's already on the table.
Slide your card in first.
My card's already on the table.
And this... Such a hard judge.
It really
this might come down to which letter I like more.
No, this is how I thought this tournament was going to go, but not in the same capacity I thought this tournament was going to go.
I didn't think it was going to happen this quickly. Like, this is already freaking hard.
Yeah.
This is the hardest matchup I've ever had.
But you know what the funny thing? I knew it was going to be hard, but I thought it was going to be hard because they were so similar.
This is
hard because they're so dissimilar.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know what? I don't want any misunderstandings. When I said that if I picked one, I'd be doing the other one a disservice, I didn't... What I meant was,
Chris is second in.
Chris just put his in. Now the pressure's on me, damn it. No, what I meant was, if I pick one, I really feel like I'm at the point where I, you know, take my card back and be like, wait, no, I'm gonna put this one. I'm like, I'm. Either way, I feel like I'm making a wrong decision, which really sucks.
That's the most fun, dude. That's why these are fun.
Hold on.
That's why these are fun.
It might be the sadist in me, but I'm really enjoying watching you struggle.
You know what?
Slide your card forward, sir.
It's all on Steven at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Chris and I have already slid our cards.
We're in. We're all in. All right. Chips are in the pot.
And I took my hand off, so I can't move it.
All right. I have the votes.
We're ready for the flop.
I've got the votes. I can tally them right here.
What do we got?
It's not unanimous this time.
I didn't think it would be.
Yeah.
Well, B is your winner.
Wow. Holy crap.
B is your winner.
Yeah.
So
I already regret the decision. Like, but the thing is, if I picked A, I would regret that decision too.
No, yeah. And that's fine. B is the winner.
You know what my first choice was? It was both. But
yeah.
I had to pick one.
So. Okay, well, so we know B won. So, all right, I want to know what these damn things are. So... B is the winner. Let's get the reveal, Miss Stephanie.
It.
Ooh.
We were right on A.
Shit.
And oh my God, I'm so glad B lasted another round.
Wow.
A is Hanger 24's Pugachev's Cobra, and B is Port Older Viscosity.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes, and I hope people got that. B was Port Brewing Older Viscosity. I'm not surprised at all by B, because it's wasn't older created to be like a blend beer for old viscosity?
It's a blending component in old
viscosity. So that's why it doesn't have the complexity to it. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I don't want this is the thing. This is what has me torn. I don't want if you had to put both of these beers in front of me and say, "Okay, what one are you going to drink?" I would just like tonight. I'd be like, crap, I don't know, man. Give me a second. I'll let you know. I love both of these beers.
I can tell you right now, though, once we get into the semis, I don't think Older Viscosity makes it out of the semis.
Well, no, what?
But Hanger wouldn't either.
Well, obviously, neither one of them will because Hanger's not even going on.
I mean, if it did move on, it wouldn't.
No, it depends.
Well, I mean, we it doesn't depend.
We had them all. Well, we haven't had them all yet. So let's say we did pick Hanger 24 as Pugachev's.
Yeah.
And we don't know what it would go against.
Right.
I'm strictly saying I don't think Older Viscosity moves on to the finals strictly because of its
lack of complexity. I would get that. I get that. Yeah.
And considering what else is in this tournament, what we've still got left. I mean, we've still got Black Tuesday. We've still got Bourbon County.
Oh, Black Tuesday's going to walk.
Yeah.
We've still got Bourbon County. We've still got the Eclipse. I mean,
there's only
Parabola
so much sexiness
will
do for you, and this beer has so much sexiness.
Man, and this is, I mean, this was completely blind. I had an idea of what A was, but this was completely blind. I didn't know for 100% sure, but my one knock on Pugachev, all the times I've had it like 5 times. Every single time I've had that beer, my knock on it is the heat. It's just too much heat.
Wait till you get
Black
Tuesday.
If they could cut down the heat on that beer, if they could cut down the alcohol and still keep that flavor profile, it would be one of my favorite beers on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what, though? Have some Pugachevs with a year on it. I mean, it really mellows out.
Oh, it does. It does. But like you said, we're drinking these fresh.
They are fresh. They're as fresh as they can be. Well, as you guys have heard, the port Older Viscosity has eliminated Pugachev's Cobra. Go figure that one.
That's kind of a shocker, isn't it?
I'm, you know what? I'm glad.
I'm shocked. I would have been shocked if you told me that going into this tournament. I'm shocked now because I picked Pugachev's. I thought it was the better beer, but you know what? I was overruled, and that's perfectly fine. I'm totally okay with that because all that means is I get to drink port Older Viscosity again.
Right.
So. first world problems, I know. So I just can't help myself.
Well, you know what? You know what I learned today, and I'm glad that I learned this, is both these beers are West Coast beers.
Yeah, they were both West Coast beers.
I win.
So we'll see you guys on Monday for more Barrel Aged Stout tournament action. And we have left the Bourbon County, the Parabola, Black Tuesday, and the Eclipse. Port Older Viscosity has eliminated Pugachev's Cobra. Mm-hmm. And for Beer Geek Radio and the Barrel Aged Stout Tournament, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
And this is Chris. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Keep up with us on our social networking outlets, our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Untappd to follow all the Barrel Aged Stout Tournament updates and everything. And we'll see you guys on Monday. Cheers.
Hell yeah.